On Book Notes Review this month, D-Day, three memoirs, and the latest from historical novelist Tracy Chevalier. Timed for the 80th anniversary of D-Day on June 6th comes the release of When the Sea Came Alive, An Oral History of D-Day by Garrett M. Graff. The historian recounts the large-scale action, codename Overlord, through the eyes of the children and citizens whose towns were suddenly populated by troops, the planners bent over maps and meteorological reports, the airmen and paratroopers, the intelligence operatives, the army correspondents and journalists, the generals and leaders, and the young men boarding landing craft bound for Normandy. Dr. Anthony Fauci served as director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases at the National Institutes of Health from 1984 to 2022, and he became a beacon of hope for millions through the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, in his memoir, On Call, A Doctor's Journey, Dr. Fauci also recounts bringing AIDS into sympathetic public view and his leadership in navigating the Ebola, SARS, West Nile, and anthrax crises while navigating Washington's politics through the tenure of seven U.S. presidents. Two other memoirs out this month reference the writer's writer, Joan Didion. The actor, director, and producer, Griffin Dunne, is the son of investigative journalist Dominic Dunne, the brother of Dominique Dunne, whose brutal death led to an infamous public trial, and the nephew of Gregory Dunne and Joan Didion. But Griffin Dunne's book, The Friday Afternoon Club, A Family Memoir, is more than just a celebrity memoir. It is at heart a family story with all the poignancy and absurdity that entails. Corey Leadbeater's debut memoir, The Uptown Local, Joy, Death, and Joan Didion, chronicles a rather different relationship with the legendary writer. When he was an aspiring writer in his early 20s, Corey Leadbeater was presented with an opportunity to work as the personal assistant for a well-known writer whose identity was kept confidential. The writer turned out to be a titan of literature, Joan Didion. The Uptown Local is, as one would expect, a love letter to a cultural icon, but it's also an account of the author's daily struggles to write the novel that would validate him as a real writer as he tried to push back against the forces of addiction and depression. As creatives, we would be so lucky to be defined by one magnum opus. For best-selling historical novelist Tracy Chevalier, that is Girl with a Pearl Earring, but she's actually the author of 10 previous novels. Now she's out with The Glassmaker. Beginning in Renaissance Venice, The Glassmaker follows the women from the Rosso family of glassmakers through six centuries as they pursue the timeless craft of glassmaking to ensure that their work will endure. As always, you can find the details of this month's titles on the book notes page at wbjc.com.